WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The 12 first responders who lost their lives in the West explosion were honored at a memorial service yesterday. Among the tributes were family members grieving lost loved ones.
Usually he just ran out of the house without stopping as fast as he could. But he stopped that day and turned around and picked Jameson up and said, "Daddy loves you, and I'll be right back." And he didn't come back.
President Obama pledged his support to the community.
We may not all live here in Texas, but we're neighbors too. We're Americans too. And we stand with you and we do not forget. And we'll be there even after the cameras leave and after the attention turns elsewhere.
The crowd was so large, people were turned away from the Farrell Center at Baylor University 45 minutes before the start of the service. There's no local opposition to completing the Aggie Expressway. The College Station City Council joined the Bryan Council and Brazos County Commissioners in approving resolutions urging the state to develop a freeway from Navasota to Todd Mission. Jason Stubbe of the city manager's office says this would join up with what will become a toll road from Todd Mission through Pinehurst and Tomball to Houston.
It's going to be about the most direct and fastest route to the greater Houston area, in particular IAH, as well as Exxon's New World headquarters in the Woodlands, Halliburton, and GE's North Belt campuses. And the primary intent is to connect the bio corridor and the Texas A&M University to the medical center in the Houston area.
It's estimated the freeway would shave 30 minutes off the commute from College Station to Bush Airport. Local economic development efforts became stronger this week when state leaders offered up to $500,000. The president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, says a new regional center of innovation and commercialization will be based here.
Now we're going head-to-head with Houston and with Austin, and, you know, whether it's for global research center projects or biotech or whatever. And so, yeah, you know, I think the reality is it's an acknowledgement of where we are in our life cycle as a community and as a market. I think it's also an acknowledgement of the massive driving force that the Texas A&M University system is when it comes to research and development and industry collaboration.
The center will have satellite offices in Waco and Temple. State money comes from the Emerging Technology Fund. With a split in House conservatives over the insolvent PSIP program, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's glad the opportunity to vote got pulled Wednesday because it's really a catch-22. Flores says while it would end the program, which provided catastrophic care for those with pre-existing conditions, the plan was to use the $5 billion left over to advertise for Obamacare.
So if you ask me, should we stop the funding to advertise and implement Obamacare? Absolutely, and I would have voted for that part of it. On the other hand, voting for the implementation of a part of Obamacare, that seemed to be a little bit of a problem for me because you're basically endorsing part of Obamacare. Now, on the other hand, one of the reasons Obamacare was put into place is because you had all these people with pre-existing conditions, and this program is actually the most efficient, least costly way to address that issue, and then you could really gut the rest of Obamacare and leave this program in place.
Flores says this really should be treated as a state issue, not a federal issue, complicating the matter further. And for almost 20 years, spring cleaning has included the opportunity to dispose of household products without putting them in the landfill. Tomorrow is the next household hazardous waste collection event.
Good time to get rid of your old paints, your old motor oil, your old batteries. We're also working with the Brazos County Sheriff's Department, who will be out collecting the out-of-date pharmaceuticals. 7 to 1 at the University Services Building. So more information about that is on our Bevisma website at www.bvswma.com.
Brian Griespach with the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency says the drop-off site is the University Services Building off Harvey Road east of Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 65 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Leon Bradway about general rehab for your body, how do you feel better after an accident, and Dr. Drew Johnson. Dr. Drew has a health and wellness center here in the Brazos Valley. Be sure to listen this Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. Or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Low-level moisture continues to lie across the state this morning. We'll continue to see quite a bit of cloudiness out there today, and there could be a passing shower. High temperatures are going to be up to 75 to 80 later this afternoon. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight near 65. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower or two tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Chance of showers 65 tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny Sunday, still a chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. The Salvation Army will be bringing out the red kettles and bringing the bells tomorrow at Post Oak Mall from 10 in the morning until 9 for the citizens of West. If you'd like to volunteer to ring the bell for the Salvation Army tomorrow, then give them a call today at 777-2179. Kyle Cassell joins us from Austin this morning. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. It's nice to follow up that Salvation Army ring the bell for West after the memorial yesterday.
Presuming you were there?
I was. An incredible showing of support from the entire state and the country. I guess when you have an opportunity to listen to the president speak, it's a pretty big deal.
It is. No doubt about that.
The sad thing is that the firemen that come from across the country, we've gotten to know them. You know, still heart and prayers for Mr. Pickard, Mr. Wallace, who we lost in Bryan. And, you know, it's truly amazing. The mayor of Bryan, Jason Keene Register, actually came down yesterday, so it was good to see some familiar faces in the crowd as well.
Absolutely. So let's turn our attention. You know, even before you took the oath of office, you knew that water was going to be one of the things that was going to be important to every Texan, but to elected officials, making sure that their areas are protected. And we've talked from time to time in our visits about this, but and it seemed like things were in place for some sort of funding for water structure, water infrastructure. But I'm reading this morning in the Austin American Statesman that this proposal now seems to be somewhat in a perilous situation.
Well, it appears to be, but I think we'll put some legitimacy to it today. I think it will pass House Bill 11 today on the floor. I'm hopeful. If not, I know we're going to work real hard over the next few days. We're trying to get everybody. We realize how important water is, and we've got to get this done. But I think the Senate made some initial moves yesterday. Of course, all this will go to conference committee. I guess that's where we're going to have to go to work and work hard for the people of Texas. But I think the House needs to get together and get this pushed out soon.
Well, you know, the numbers
I misspoke. We're going to do House Bill 11 on Monday.
Okay.
My fault.
It seems you're going to need 100 yes votes out of 150 House members. That means some Democrats and Republicans are going to have to be in on this idea to transfer
some money.
I mean,
we're going to have some true Texans vote.
Yeah, you really will. Now, the other thing, and in talking to Charles Swertner earlier this week, the Senate passed resolution number one, unanimously, which was interesting. But what they are going to do is then, of course, ask the House to approve the idea that we're going to let the people of Texas decide how some of this money is going to be spent, including water and transportation and education. I know it's going to be a close vote in the House, and in talking to John Rainey yesterday, he said so much. Have you got some sense of how the House may feel about that Senate resolution?
I'm be honest with you, I'm trying to catch up after my rough week, but you know, from what I understand at this point, we are working together. The main concerns were, you know, leading with water and forgetting transportation, education. I think those two are also very important, but I think it's vital that we work this water deal out immediately.
That's for sure. Anything else on your radar screen to talk about before we chat again next Friday?
For your viewing entertainment today, if you want to watch the House floor, I will be presenting two bills, two agriculture bills that I'm very excited about, and I will also keep talking about money. Hopefully we're going to have a supplemental amendment to the appropriations to help the good folks of West.
Now, John said he thought he was get ribbed as he introduced his first bill yesterday. Are they going to play rookie games on you today? Do they do that?
I think mine will be quite more entertaining than John's due to the fact that I won the caption for the funniest caption of the session. So,
Wait, have you shared that with us?
It is for the protection of sheep and goat trespass.
Okay. We may need you to send that to us. We'll put it up on our website so we can see that, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, John, all right. That sounds good. Kyle, we'll talk to you next week.
Scott, thank you so much. Right. Have a good week.
All right, you too. That's State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. We talked to John Rainey on Thursdays and Charles Sportner on Wednesdays. And then we talked to Jay Sokol on Fridays, too. How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
So it's time to play Jethro Trivia. You brought a guest.
I did. Patricia Logan from your College Station Police Department.
Hey, Patricia, how are you today?
Great.
Okay.
Good morning.
Have you played Jethro Trivia with us?
Yes, once before.
Did you win?
No.
Okay. All right, Kevin, you there?
Yes, sir.
Kat, you there?
Of course.
All right, here we go. So today, we'll let the people from College Station answer first. Because it's Shetland ponies, and, you know, when I think of Shetland ponies...
Is this the mini fest?
I was going to say, is that another bill?
No, it's not. No, today it's our topic is Shetland ponies. Here's the trivia question: Shetland ponies first made their way to Hollywood, starring in which of these films? Was it A, The Adventure of Ragtime; B, The Black Stallion; C, Seabiscuit; or D, Free Willy? I don't know what this has to do with current events because it's not current. I guess it's pop culture, but it's Shetland ponies. So Shetland ponies first made their way to Hollywood starring in which films? That would be A, The Adventures of Ragtime; B, The Black Stallion; C, Seabiscuit; or D, Free Willy. Go ahead.
I'm glad they're going first.
I don't know how. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I'm saying Ragtime.
Okay. It's because he texted his wife, who knows everything Hollywood.
I'm going to go with B, The Black Stallion.
All right, Black Stallion. I mean, that's a horsey movie. All right, Kat?
Golly, I can't decide between A or B. I'll choose B just to be with the other lady.
Okay, all right, Black Stallion. Okay, and Kat? I mean, Kevin?
I'm going to throw my weight behind Ragtime.
All right.
That does sound like a good option.
So it's the guys against the gals. Today, the guys win. It's The Adventures of Ragtime.
I figured. But you know what? That really is a current event because the Central Texas Miniature Horse Club is having a festival of miniature ponies at the Brazos County Expo today and tomorrow. It starts at 8.
Could that have been any smoother?
Just tied that right in.
Not kidding, boy.
I just laid it up there on the T4, and she knocked it out of her park.
It's a free admission. They'll be judged in halter, driving, roadster, hunter, jumper, and pleasure classes.
Okay.
So...
The reason why I chose Ragtime is because I didn't think it would have taken Shetland ponies that long to break into Hollywood.
Yeah.
All the way to Black Stallion.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm going back to what Kat was saying.
Hmm?
Hunter, jumper, Shetland ponies?
Yeah. Well, why not?
That's how they were originally bred, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but my thought was, yes, Ragtime obviously is old backer farther back in time, but I didn't think it was, you know, the Black Stallion we had in the 90s. I figured... Well, Black Stallion's an older written book. Probably they had a movie back in the day.
I hate to kind of go off on a tangent, but I just think that way. Can you imagine if it's Seabiscuit?
So you think like a woman, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
And they're off.
Coppity, 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 coppity.
6 minutes later at the first turn.
Can you imagine the size the jockeys would have to be?
They're monkeys.
They're off. I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be back. All right. Enough of this foolishness. All right. Here we go. What's going on? We're talking about bike safety. Is that right?
Yes. Just want to invite everybody out to the world's greatest safety fair and bike rodeo. Mm-hmm. It'll be on Saturday, May 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be lots to do for the children. There will be bike safety out there. Bicycle officers will be out there, and there will be also a community bike ride that you can come out there and join. Everything's free. The bike ride starts at 2 p.m., so it's after the event. But the Call Station Police Department will be out there also doing child identification, fingerprinting. So come on out there. It'll be lots of fun, and there'll be lots of safety information out there.
Contests are going to, do an obstacle now?
No, you'll just have a chance to ride out there with the officers.
Okay.
Our bicycle officers. It'll be lots of fun.
You have to ride a bike of an appropriate size, I guess.
Correct.
Huh? Okay, you can't be.
You talk funny if you don't.
They want some more information. What do we do?
You can either call me at 979-764-6277, okay, or there's a website here that the St. Joseph, because they'll be the one actually putting this together.
Uh-huh.
They can go to www.stjoseph.org/safety-circus.
All right. We'll look for it then. And uh-huh. Tell me again the date.
It is Saturday, May 18th, starting 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
What else you got for us today?
Actually, a competing event on May 18th.
Uh-huh.
Hershey's Track and Field Games. Have you heard of this?
Yes, absolutely. I competed in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, now.
That's cool.
All right.
How about that?
Kevin's a little bit cooler every day.
The Hershey's Track and Field Games have been around for about 35 years.
Thanks for highlighting that part.
All over the country and beyond, but it's never really been here.
Uh-huh.
I think the City of Bryan, I think, hosted it in 2009, but it hasn't happened since. The two cities, parks departments from both cities are teaming up to co-host this locally. So May 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning at Merrill Green Stadium at Bryan High School, Hershey's Track and Field Games. It's for kids ages 9 to 14 years old, and it's divided into age groups. It is really a very interesting and fun opportunity for these kids to learn some competitive skills and physical fitness and that sort of thing. So we've got information on our website at cstx.gov. You do need to register in person either at the Bryan Parks and Recreation Office or the College Station Parks and Recreation Office. And there is no residency restriction, so kids from across the Brazos Valley can participate. Again, that takes place on May 18th.
Is this like the Hershey's chocolate people have the money behind it?
That's it.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's a weird track meet in that most track meets you wear spikes and, very competitive type nature. Instead of the long jump, they've got the standing broad jump. You don't wear, cleated shoes.
Uh-huh.
So it evens the playing field for anybody that wants to try it.
Oh,
at least that's the way it used to be.
All right.
Kids 9 to 14.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Visit with folks from City of College Station on Fridays. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving the insurance needs with quality and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Disappointing numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy didn't do as well as expected at the beginning of the year. The Commerce Department's first estimate of first quarter gross domestic product growth says the GDP expanded at an annual rate of 2.5% from January through March. That's much better than the fourth quarter, but still subpar by historical standards. Burger King's profit more than doubled in the first quarter, but the fast food chain's earnings growth came from cost-cutting, not sales growth. That could be unsettling to the markets. Sales for established Burger King restaurants in the U.S. deaths were down 3%. Watching TV used to be regarded as little more than a hobby for couch potatoes, but the Wall Street Journal says television has infiltrated almost every setting. Shows are discussed at dinner parties and even during job interviews. The Journal says the stigma about admitting you watch a lot of TV may have vanished around the time Tony Soprano had his existential crisis over ducks in his swimming pool. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 4/27. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopAway.com.
My daughter...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you have restless leg syndrome? A restless leg is a condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, restless leg syndrome can disrupt sleep and, well, it can make traveling downright uncomfortable. But you know, you don't have to put up with restless leg. Thousands of people take Active 8 for their restless leg syndrome. People tell us every day how Active 8 has helped their restless leg syndrome. So don't you put up with RLS, not when it can be treated so easily and inexpensively. Now, for full information, you can go to ActivateProducts.com or call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411.
You've probably heard it called the city that never sleeps. But more than likely, it's crime that hardly ever takes a slumber in the Big Apple. And just as true as that might be today, well, it was even more so 100 years ago. And even though police units were up and working in the 1890s, well, they didn't do too much about crime. In fact, speculation was that they may have shared in it. Very few citizens wanted to confront even the pettiest officer of the law. Their power was much too obvious. Well, one thing's for sure. It was going to take a certain kind of man to do something about the crime and corruption in that city at that time. Several had tried. Preachers went on rampages behind the pulpit. Journalists went undercover. Nothing worked. Until one man took the job as New York City Police Commissioner. Now, this budding reformer took police corruption personally. It offended him. It was un-American. So he decided early on that if crime didn't sleep, then neither would he. You see, he saw himself as a leader and the police officer as his men. And if his men weren't true blue, well, how could they ever help him in ridding the city of the crime lords who reigned in it? On one of the very first nights he served as commissioner, he pulled down the brim of his hat, pulled up the collar of his coat, and he was off on the assignment he had given himself to see what really went on in the dead of night. Even though it was 2 o'clock in the morning, well, he hadn't gone a block before he passed a waiter carrying a tray full of food. "Where in the blazes does that copper sleep?" the waiter mumbled as he went by. Well, the commissioner wondered that, too, but before he could find the first snoozing cop, he ran into another one. Now, this one was curled up in a tub and snoring so loud it was a wonder he didn't wake up the neighborhood. He couldn't find even one police officer who was doing the job that he was supposed to do. This commissioner had brought a zeal and an uncanny way of doing things to his job, and that became his trademark for the rest of his life. If something needed to be done, well, he just went ahead and did it, even if it meant prowling the streets all night long. It's a little-known fact that keeping New York's finest in line was an important task for this commissioner. After all, it was one of the first times that the public got a good look at what they could expect from this leader, and later, a president. They certainly liked what they saw in Teddy Roosevelt.
Half Price Books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood Half Price Books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month, so hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Three local governing bodies this week gave their support to a freeway project between Navasota and Bush Airport. That was part of the business at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
They're projecting that this would likely shave off about 30 minutes in travel time from College Station to IAH. So the resolution is to encourage the Transportation Commission to secure funding for the initial design and all of the environmental reviews and studies in the right-of-way that's going to be necessary for that red portion of the roadway.
Jason Stubbe of the city manager's office says the resolution asks the state to start the process of finishing what is nicknamed the Aggie Expressway between Navasota and Todd Mission. Design work on a six-lane toll road is underway from Todd Mission to Pinehurst. They had to turn people away at the Farrell Center at Baylor University, where a memorial service was held yesterday to honor the dozen first responders who died in last week's explosion in West.
I'm Joey's grandmother. When he came over, he always wanted fried chicken. And every time I want fried chicken, Joey, I will think of you, and I'll put a leg aside for you.
Among the other speakers was the director of the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, Ronald John Sharnicki.
Hero is not a word these men would use to talk about themselves. Firefighters use three other words: honor, tradition, and courage. All three are ingrained in the soul of a firefighter and are the source of their heroic actions.
President Obama pledged continuing support to the town in its rebuilding. Central Texas can be considered a peer with the state's metropolitan areas when it comes to economic development. The Research Valley Partnership will receive up to $500,000 to establish a regional center of innovation and commercialization. RVP President Todd McDaniel says the state money will help pay for services they already provide.
We will match those state funds and over the next 18 months continue to build capacity for our innovation center effort here in Bryan College Station in the Research Valley, and then also working with both Temple and Waco as the two satellites and their efforts with Scott and White and the Health Science Center in Temple, and with Baylor and with the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce in Waco.
The money from the Texas Emergency Technology Fund is a tool to develop and diversify the state's economy. And as tensions increase over delayed flights across the country that are attributed to sequestration, Congressman Bill Flores says he's taking measures to get things going in the right direction.
The four of us that are sophomores had a conversation with the speaker on Tuesday, and we sat down with him and said, you know, there's no reason for us to let this be inflicted on the American people. If we could come up with alternatives, for instance, I've introduced a bill to zero out the Obama phone program and take that $2.2 billion and use about half a billion of that to keep the air traffic control fully staffed. And then the second thing is to send a B-6 to the Navy so they can send the Truman aircraft carrier group over to the Middle East where it needs to be.
Flores visited Afghanistan this past weekend on a congressional delegation trip to look at issues regarding the transition and budget impact of the sequester on the military efforts against terrorism. And leftover paint, motor oil, and car batteries are a few of the things that can be kept out of the landfill. Brian Griesbach at the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency says you can drop off those items tomorrow at the next Household Hazardous Waste Collection event.
It's free for all the community, so there's no reason not to participate with this event. We'll do our part by making it go as smoothly as possible. We've got a great number of volunteers that come out every year to help us, and we should have very minimal weights, if any at all. It's just a drive-through event, so put it in the trunk, bring it out, stay in your car, and we'll get you out as quickly as possible.
Stop by the University Services Building off of Harvey Road, east of Veterans Park, tomorrow between 7 and 1. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Heading off the beaten path this summer? Head to Interstate Batteries first. Interstate Batteries powers boats and jet skis, motorcycles and RVs, plus go-karts and ATVs. So when you need the power to hit the waves, hit the road, or even head off-road, you can depend on Interstate Batteries to power your adventure. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Can your car, truck battery handle the summer heat? Come in for a free battery test and get peace of mind in about 60 seconds at Interstate Batteries. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Good morning. It's 836. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Moisture will continue to flow into the region. That means lots of cloudiness today and the potential for a shower or two, high 75 to 80 degrees. Clouds tonight, they could produce a shower. Overnight, lows near 65. Tomorrow, we'll see clouds. We could see some showers, highs 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers right into tomorrow night, lows near 65. It'll become partly sunny Sunday. Watch for a shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Hey, this is, I guess, you know, it's kind of semi-neat. They have, Smithsonian has released a video that allows you to hear the voice of Alexander Graham Bell for the first time.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yep. Hear my voice, Alexander Graham Bell, says the inventor. The recording is mostly Bell reciting a long string of numbers. The recording was made April, I'm going to play it for you in a minute, April 15th, 1885, at his lab in Washington, D.C. The wax disc has been in storage for more than a century. Weren't able to hear Bell's voice until researchers developed a new audio recovery technology, an alternative playback system, using light and 3D cameras to capture the bumps and grooves in the wax disc, which were actually too fragile to be played with a needle or something physically touching them. So, from April 15th, 1885...
One of the very first hits.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's, if you will, it's Casey Kasem's predecessor.
Absolutely.
Because he was doing a countdown.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I mean, you can barely hear him in there, but there's it.
Anyway, almost sounded British.
1885. There you go.
79, 78. He almost sounded British to me.
She's doing her Alexander Graham Bell imitation.
That's what he sounded like.
Stop me if you've heard this, but yeah. Okay, anyway.
Interesting.
Tomorrow night is, and if you care about this, I mean, it's I'm a little geeky sometimes. This is
no.
I, yeah, I know. I capture, I don't know that I watch it live, but I'll capture it and maybe watch it later. Tomorrow night is the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Hollywood celebrities hang out with politicians and news people. Conan O'Brien will be hosting. All the news networks try to get A-listers to sit at their tables. I think C-SPAN carries it.
I think you're right.
Turbyville will text me sometime today and tell me when it is, so I'll be able to capture it. But so let's see who's going to be there. The Daily Beast has Nicole Kidman sitting at their table. Bloomberg News has Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright. NPR has George Lucas, of course. Time Magazine has Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Steven Spielberg. USA Today has Ashley Judd. She's not well. Have you heard that?
No, seriously.
They because of that stuff that's been going on, they think she's... Yeah, but anyway, that's another story. Courtney Cox will be there, also Kate Walsh and Kristen Chenoweth. Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN. Who do you think they got?
I think
they have the get of the entire night.
What, Joel Osteen?
No.
Max Lucado?
No. I don't even know who that
Gary
is.
Gary Sinise.
Duck Dynasty.
Awesome.
They got the Duck Dynasty guys.
That's fabulous.
I think everybody else is probably on the second tier after that. So that's, yeah.
I think you're being sarcastic, but I really feel like what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch it, and I don't get it, but that's okay. While we're talking about that, Duck Dynasty pulled in 9.6 million viewers on Wednesday night. That's better than some broadcast TV channels. just saying. So it beat American Idol by 34%. Okay.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
I'm just saying. Well, and the other thing is, and Clip Howard brought me the article and he wanted me to read it, and I told him I didn't care, so I didn't.
I'll read it, Clip.
Well, I'm sure these guys want $200,000 each per episode. There's four of them. My A&M consolidated math tells me that's $800,000 walking in the door. That's, you know. And I don't know how many episodes they do. They probably do 13. They probably do 13 episodes. So, you know, it's over a mil for each one of them. Anyhow, the show is cable TV's top-rated reality show and number two original series overall behind only AMC's The Walking Dead. That's the Duck Dynasty.
We should get a gig like that. Do you think people would watch a reality series show about people working on a radio station?
No.
We can have a very cool sports guy and then the older, wiser person and then the young upstart. What do you think?
That was called WKRP, and it worked okay.
It worked okay, but yeah, it was commercial too. Yeah. So Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline has sold a lot of downloads since he did that tune live at Fenway Park last Saturday. Mm. So that means a lot of money for Neil because he is the artist and the composer. He's doing something pretty cool. He tweeted that he is donating all that new cash flow to the One Fund, which was put together to help victims at the Boston Marathon. So
good for him.
Again, he doesn't need the money, so it's nice of him to do that. The OJs, if you remember them, they are suing Crown Royal Whiskey because of a new TV commercial. The Wall Street Journal says that founding group members Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams claim the liquor company did not have their permission to use the OJ's 1974 recording of For the Love of Money, and that the ad, quote, is humiliating and demeaning, thus reducing the group to, quote, background singers.
Oh, please.
Well, but there is a possibility of relief.
How much?
Well, yeah, Eddie and Walter apparently feel like if they each get $1 million, they won't be nearly as demeaned after that. Yeah.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
Hi, Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. We know you've worked hard for your RV, and you deserve the best. At RV Station, we only stock the best brands, like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new Puma 28 BHS for only $220 a month. Sales price $21,995. 10% down, plus TT&L and fees, 6.99% APR at 44 months WAC, stock number 1546. Or a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198RD is just $15,995. Financing available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers. Or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookie. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I saw this story this morning, Kevin, made me think of you. It's 8:45, by the way.
Okay.
Guy held on to an uneaten McDonald's hamburger for 14 years.
Because...
claims it looks exactly like it did when he first bought it.
I don't doubt it.
He must not live in Houston.
Because you, right, you did something like with a Twinkie, right?
Yes, I, yeah, yes, so I did.
63-year-old David Whipple only planned to keep the burger for a month to show people how enzymes work. Then he forgot all about it. Whipple came across the burger 2 years later. He says, it sat in my coat pocket for a year or two.
How often does he wear that coat?
I don't know. After it sat in my truck. After that, he just couldn't part with it. And it hasn't changed a bit since 1999.
Sad, sad little man.
Wow. Well, are you sure there's not like a team of pixies who are beneficial who come and change it out every day? Every evening after he goes to bed?
You know, when I was younger, a lot younger, I'd been out for the evening and decided I probably needed to eat something before I went to bed. You know what I mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Figured I don't need to give a lot more detail than that. But I stopped at a place that was open, you know, at midnight or whatever. And so I decided to eat that in my vehicle at my apartment complex before I went in my apartment, and I didn't eat at all. And the next morning when I came out...
Oh, I bet you that smelled wonderful.
Yeah, and I think it took me about 8 years to go back to that place. I mean,
oh,
you know,
really?
So, yeah.
Yikes.
So I'm thinking, you know, you've got to... And again, I'm not saying those are the freshest ingredients that would be in the McDonald's burger from back in 1999. And again, I'm sure they make it differently now than they did then. But, I mean, wouldn't the pickles and onions start to at some point smell?
One would think.
But if he lives somewhere very dry, like Arizona or someplace, it might have just mummified, you know, just dehydrated, and that was that.
And again, your point about the coat, how often do you wear that coat?
Yeah, Yeah, if he lived in Houston or Florida, that would have been like total roach bait.
A video has gone viral on YouTube showing a guy riding a 15-foot-tall bicycle through the streets of Los Angeles, stunt cyclist. That's probably an important thing to remember. He's a stunt cyclist, Ricky Trimble, rode the bike called Stupid Tall, to celebrate a festival of alternative transportation. Well, of course it is. He enlisted two friends to hold the cycle steady while he climbed aboard. Did I mention it's 15 feet tall? The video, filmed from Trimble's point of view, shows him weaving through traffic and ducking under a bridge.
How does one stop?
I'm not sure. Maybe he's still going. Ride Forever Neath the Streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Right?
Parallel the ocean so you can just roll over?
That's it. Students attending Colorado State University can now major in beer making. Beer making. University is installing a brewery for their new fermentation science and technology degree program. Students will be will be able to sample the campus suds in the student center. Do you think the diploma looks like a giant coaster? I mean, I'm just wondering. Put your beer on it and leave it on the table. Put it under the glass on that big table. You know, you always buy that table.
Sure.
It may have a glass top that sits in front of the sofa there in your apartment when you're in college. Until, you know, that friend of yours drops something on the glass and then, got to clean it up. Ooh, this is nice. A college rowing team discovered a head floating in New York's Hudson River.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. What kind of head?
It was made out of styrofoam, fortunately. At approximately 7 feet tall, the head looks like something out of ancient Rome. Nobody seems to know where it came from.
A seven-foot head?
Prevailing theory right now is that it's a theater prop. There's a matching body floating around somewhere else. It's probably 30 to 40 feet if they did one. I'm not
sure. What's left of Big Tex.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. Yeah. 10 minutes till. Okay, so Chicago Tribune sports writer John Cass offers what is sure to be a controversial prediction. It is the future of football. He says football is as dead as the Marlboro Man. And the reason is concussions.
That wouldn't surprise me.
You've heard these stories by now, and there's, of course, a huge issue in the NFL. But contrary to what you might expect, the lawyers fighting a barrage of concussion-related lawsuits aren't to blame, according to Cass. Lawyers are merely the cleanup crew, he says. The group that will ultimately prove to be football's undoing? Parents.
I was going to say moms.
Which plays into the commercials you said were running during the draft last night.
Yep.
About Pop Warner Heads Up, is that what it's called?
It's called Heads Up.
Yeah. As the writer for the Tribune explains, the NFL desperately needs parents, not as fans, but as suppliers of young flesh. Parents who send their 10-year-olds to play football might as well hold up signs saying they'd like to give their children cigarettes and whiskey, says Mr.
Cass.
Oh,
my God.
Again, being a bit inflammatory. He says that he says kids play soccer. They should be playing soccer rather than playing football. He said he loves the sport desperately. He confesses, but I can't shake the guilt of supporting the physical ruin of great athletes. Pro football may survive, but as a trash sport, like MMA. There you go. He offended you now. It won't be as American as apple pie. Instead, football will become the province of people with face tattoos.
Okay. So barbarians.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, a little inflammatory. Well, but again, you said moms, and that very well could be right. They're obviously parents who don't want their kids to be out in the situation if they're going to be injured. And, the technology in helmets has moved forward, but with that, so has the price. And, you know, when I was coaching YMCA football a long time ago, you know, we pretty much did hand-me-down pads and helmets. You know, you bought them and you used them and you cleaned them up and put them back in storage until the next year.
Yeah, that's what we did.
And so that technology was, you know, was pretty old even when we had it. Now are you going to have to go to the point where those helmets are going to be as safe as the helmets that the football players wear on Saturdays and Sundays? And if so, then that's going to be pretty expensive. Hello?
Yeah, what about the tilt towards soccer and the header injuries that people talk
sure.
about?
Sure. Well, of course, all they could do is they could outlaw that. I mean, they could just outlaw the header, and they could possibly take care of it. But I think nobody in – and if you'll recall, Theodore Roosevelt made changes in college football because people were dying of injuries back in the early days of the sport.
Well, but there's got to be a way to make the helmet more like – and I know you're not a big NASCAR fan, but
right.
they have a thing called the safer barrier. So instead of just hitting a brick wall, they've got a foam pad with an outside layer to the inside layer, so there's some give.
Right.
If they would come up with a way to make like a two-part helmet where there's some concussion absorption there, they can certainly do that. Or I still say if you take the masks off the helmet, you eliminate the problem of head contact altogether.
Yeah, some spearing that does.
Because I promise you, you know, if you're making $100 million in 10 years, you don't want to mess up the other part of your moneymaker, which is your advertising.
Yeah.
You're going to stick your nose in it like that.
Well, and of course, and again, I don't know what the range of motion is for a NASCAR driver who's wearing a helmet. Obviously, a football player needs to have full range of motion with his head.
Well, the safer barrier is actually on the walls of the track.
Oh, I see.
But okay. What I'm saying is if they had like a hard outside shell,
right,
a center shell that was softer,
mm-hmm,
and then the normal helmet itself. So mm-hmm, you've got like two layers as opposed to going straight plastic to plastic when they,
sure,
hit each other.
Right. Well, you know, and again, I don't know enough about the structure, what those helmets look like on the inside. It's advanced greatly, but what happens, though, is, you know, even if they don't do the Pop Warner, even if they don't do the YMCA football or the youth leagues, if it starts at junior high, if it starts at 6th or 7th grade, how much will the helmets have to cost? I mean, that will become a prohibitive situation.
Oh, without question.
The expense there could be... you know, basically what we're talking about. But I'm sure there are a lot of folks who are going to watch what happens out of this. And again, but if you talk about some individual and this is their ticket out of the world that they're in, and they have athletic ability, then, you know, they I'm sure calculate the risk. Well, they're young; they may not be able to use good judgment, but they'll believe that it's a risk that's worth them taking. And
I would have done it.
Yeah, sure. Given a D1 opportunity and then a chance to play on Sundays.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
I'm sure, yeah, lots of.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no obligation in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Allen Honda is celebrating a really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. For the third year in a row, hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
So the prep service we have has a list of stuff, including in it today, a list of the first five players drafted.
Right.
And they type their names out in all caps, except for some reason they didn't p- put the second L in Luke's name as a capital, so everybody's going to be calling him Luke Josecki today. Jokey-eye or something.
Well, they said it wrong. You got the Outland Trophy.
Yeah, yeah, again. Yeah, I mean, really? Didn't they know?
No, because the people they have marching up there work for the company.
Yeah.
No back-checking, I guess.
Well, it's, you know, it's somebody that sits behind a desk and is a CEO for, what in this case, I think it was Home Depot.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And you can't, they don't know.
No, and you can't rip them because, you know, they're putting the money up. So, and, you know, Luke just wants the trophy, wants his name spelled right, and wants to make sure that his agent, I think is his dad, will be able to get that information to him.
Yeah, his dad. I wonder how much money he lost by going number two.
I don't know. I don't think I don't think that much. I really don't.
I don't either.
I don't think it matters that much. And, again, it's not that first contract. It's that second one.
Yeah.
1865 on this date, Union cavalry troops cornered and shot dead John Wilkes Booth, President Lincoln's assassin. 1865.
Or did they?
That's right. Who knows? In 1985, according to a poll in Money Magazine, baby boomers, those 25 to 39 in that age group, have more loans, fewer investments, and yet are more optimistic about the